This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones' popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censors our free speech. And shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
Billionaires like Jim Cook can basically pay no taxes and run slave factories in China. But they want the general public to live under a communist model where we're all very, very controlled. And they're offshore and above the law. Well, Alexandra Cortez, as you know, has come out and said, hey, Donald Trump Jr., you better not tweet about how we had to eat the dogs of Venezuela and how socialism doesn't work. We have subpoena power. We'll throw your ass in jail. And you've got them threatening to arrest Trump. There's no Russiagate stuff, but oh, did he pay off some memos 15 years ago? That's because these people can't win a real argument. They just want to come to America, these globalists, and their third world populations, and basically conquer us and then suck dry the goose that lays the golden eggs. The very same globalists have already exploited and oppressed the third world, and now they're here pushing their attack on the First Amendment. And that's why you've seen George Soros fund through Media Matters, through these other law firms, all these fake lawsuits against us. You've seen all these incredible fake headlines, taking out of context or editing what I've said so that I'm saying incredibly insane things like there's secret Martian bases with slaves. I never said that. So that they can then say, oh, he needs to be taken off the air. So first it's Apple, and then it's Google, and then it's YouTube, and now it's thousands of other conservatives and libertarians. Well, now they're going after talk radio. But talk radio has already been to the left, trying to stop talk radio being set up in the 80s when they got rid of the Fairness Doctrine, the law that didn't let you have partisan talk radio. So talk stations know they've tried to take Limbaugh off and Sean Hannity. They know that they've tried to take Matt Drudge and his website off. So they're aware of this. And so now the Democrats have really jumped the shark. They've taken research from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters, and others. And now they're trying to get us off our local radio stations around the country. And they've picked as the first one of our affiliates in Sacramento to go after that. We'll put up on screen a huge station. And you read what she says. She quotes all these things that I never said or I never did and says that I engaged in child endangerment and promotion of violence. That's what YouTube took us off for. And major publications had to do retractions at the time because they said that I beat up a kid. It was ABC News footage of the big 10-year-old hitting adults and punching them. And he punches a guy four times and the guy pushes the kid down. They said that that was me. And so now, this is just one of the lies. And so she's saying she wants me taken off the air, and then she tells a bunch of lies and half-truths to do it. That's the definition of defamation, where you say, I want someone off the air, and so then you tell a bunch of lies. It's like saying a restaurant, you know, puts dead baby parts in the soup, it isn't true, or there's cockroaches in every you know, bit of food, and it's not true, because you want to shut them down. So that's what they're doing, period. And in my experience, this backfires when they try to bully talk radio stations, because talk radio particularly understands the leftist globalist agenda of Alexandra Cortez and all of them. They want us all arrested. They want us all off air. So they're going to misrepresent, out of context, sometimes just totally lie to do it. But that's why it's more important than ever. If you're watching on a TV station or cable station or listening to a local radio station, that you call them and you thank them for picking up the show. And you become a sponsor, or you let the sponsors know you appreciate them. And you tell your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, or just your church, people at four-way stops, the grocery store, about that local radio station or about that TV station, and you thank them. Because it's that word of mouth versus these scumbags that really counts. You know, we send our crew down to the border to cover the illegal caravan. And we had a bunch of Antifa surround our people. Where were the patriots down there? There are more of us than them, but we've got to get active and get involved. So their new front to kill the First Amendment is to shut down InfoWars and talk radio. I think it'll backfire, but it's up to you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, this is really incredible stuff that we're dealing with here. There's so many things to cover. I've got so much news. I've got so many video clips to get to. I'm not even going to be able to do it. In fact, guys, there's so many great videos. Let's just carry them over, and I'll be able to cover some of them on the War Room, I think, today, too. Dr. Nick Begich is in studio with me. We're about to get his take on all this. I'm also going to open up the phone lines. I don't even need to give out the number. There's already 5,000 people probably trying to call in. So let's just go ahead and start aggregating calls. I'm just floored by this. I want to get Dr. Begich's opinion. I'm having trouble even focusing right now because this is so unbelievable what's going on. And it's not that I don't understand it. It's that I'm sitting here faced with the fact that if you're a big tech company or some sort of big corporation that can buy off congressmen, you can get away with whatever the hell you want. Anything. You can get away with murder. But if you're Alex Jones, if you're an American citizen and you want to stand up to that and you want to raise awareness about that, you want to execute your right to free speech, you get told to shut up and sit down and you get censored on social media and you get lied about in Western media. That's just what we deal with here. And you know what that is? That's a recipe for death of a nation. So that's where we're at. So we're going to take your phone calls on everything that happened in Congress. We're going to get Dr. Begich's opinion on this and everything that we witnessed here. I've barely even plugged today. I don't even know where my plug sheet is. Here it is. We've got specials going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And today's 12 days of Christmas special is 60% off Alpha Power. 60% off Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about Alpha Power, all the powerful ingredients on there, and then read the 5-star reviews that customers have written about Alpha Power so that you can learn about the effects and what people are saying about it for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and just leave that to the reviews because, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say some men, it gives them a little rev in their engine. But you can go ahead and read the reviews on Alpha Power. 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, free T-shirt with every order. We are all Alex Jones T-shirt, which could not be more relevant than it is right now. That T-shirt could not be more relevant than it is right now. And, in fact, I was talking about this in the break. You want to know the correct response to what we witnessed here today? And we probably won't get it because we're all brain dead. We're all chemically induced, you know, fluoride head ninnies, basically. We're just a bunch of scum now. We don't even have a spine to stand up, it seems like, anymore. But if we did, we would go into Congress the next time there's a hearing like this, 100,000, really it should be probably hundreds of thousands strong, and we'd all be wearing the We Are All Alex Jones shirt and saying, hey, look, you're censoring free speech, but you're allowing Apple and Google to get away with high crime. You're allowing Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and James Comey to get away with treason. There's something wrong here. When Alex Jones gets no rights, but Google and Hillary and everyone's above the law. So we're going to get your calls. We're already getting the calls lined up. And we're going to get Dr. Begich's take on this. But folks, remember, the only way we're able, you know, people, I've been doing a lot of interviews. People keep asking, what is the impact of the censorship been? We plan on launching 3 hours of live programming in 2018. Because of the censorship and the removal of our ads on other platforms, and the lawsuits, we were not able to get that to fruition. Now, we've got the studio, and we're getting the staff, but because of all the censorship and everything, we were not able to expand like we'd like to in 2018. So fund us during this Christmas sale, and hopefully we can get that done in 2019. All right, Dr. Nick Begich in studio with me. Wow, what is your take on what we just saw on the Capitol Hill?
Well, I think this is exactly what we should all expect. I mean, these guys want to maintain their power. I mean, you think about big media and Google, Apple, Facebook. These are the big ones. And in fact, everyone knows. I mean, you can read the literature. You can read the mainstream media even, and their little bitty clips on the ninth page talking about the social scoring in China. And the fact that these software companies were required to make sure those systems were fully accessible, fully able to be monitored, and scored. That programming got written, and that programming is being applied commercially and politically in the United States. And we looked at this years ago because this was part of that plan. When I wrote Earth Rising the Revolution with Jim Roderick, we went through sort of the evolution of the process. And people remember there was a program in the Pentagon. The name of it slips me at the moment. But the program was to get a whole view of the population, you know, and it was like this transparent population they were going to get through the Internet, through these various vehicles. It got shut down when it got publicized, and instead...
Yeah, shut down, quote unquote.
Right, and what it did is it got moved over. And so the venture capital side, and there is a venture capital side to the CIA, they have a venture capital fund that they fund startups in Silicon Valley, and then they have their hook. And I think that hook is well embedded in the Facebooks, the Googles, and the Apples of the world that have given them that access, that have given them that ability to take our data and manipulate it. And so... they didn't need to build their own system. They just needed to put a little bit of effort on the private side, let them evolve a system. And then because they're privately managed, right, they can do what they want. Well, that is not the way it works with freedom of the press. Freedom of the press is about informing the public so we all can engage our political process like Alex is doing right now. And what is he doing? They're shutting him out of the very hearing room. He should be in that hearing, testifying on the other end of what it's like to be censored by these organizations and the impact it has. You may not like what I say, what Alex says, what Owen says, and all you have to do is change the channel. You don't have a right to not be offended. We all are going to be offended by something we hear from somebody, even the closest people to us. But we have to walk through it, engage our debate, find our humanity again, and engage it. Silencing speech is not freedom of speech. It's the opposite. And we need to recognize that in this democratic republic, as repugnant as somebody's ideas might be, we have to make sure that they have the right to say
it. Well, and it just shows you how far the left has fallen just with the basic value of free speech. They don't even value it enough anymore in their own internal, you know, struggle to say, okay, you know what, I may not like it, and I may not like it on my platform, but I have the value of free speech, so I'm going to deal with it. Right. No, they just go full authoritarian. But you said two things that are very key. One thing that I think, I don't even know if you realize how genius it was that you said, but then the other thing is, you're 100% right. Why has, if Alex Jones is this boogeyman that is so bad he has to be censored off the internet, right? Why has he not been called in for a hearing? Why isn't Congress questioning him on all the crazy things that he said? Why don't they bring him in? Because if they do, it's game over. He'll bring it all out. It'll be on television. It'll make national news, and you'll find out everything he's ever talked about is true. But here's what you said that's actually next level genius that I've not heard anyone else say. They actually are already implementing the social score in the United States. We don't really have anybody talk about that. That's actually so true. We don't even realize it. The social score is already being implemented in the United States. You might not see it. They might not have some credit report like, and go check your credit score.
Right.
But it's already happening. And what we're seeing is kind of the tip of the iceberg, which is just a blatant censorship.
Right.
But under that is actually the social score they're monitoring everyone on.
Well, and it's more than that, because that also provides the data that marketers, whether you're marketing a politician or marketing a bar of soap. And so they're able to give. They're selling that data then. They're selling your scoring. They're selling your profile to someone else who then tailors the ad just for you, and they zip it right into your front door.
Yeah, like you'll be talking about, let's say we're talking about, Merrell boots or something here, and then you pull up your computer and it says, brand new Merrell boots. And it's
right.
Like, hello, we're not in Kansas anymore here.
And this is exactly what's happening. And just simple searches, because remember, it's the aggregation of the data. The more you search, the more you look, the more profile is revealed about you.
And they even admit that.
Right. And we were on the air with Alex yesterday. One of the things I mentioned is somewhere out there, there's a computer programmer. And that computer programmer could write a program that would run in the background when we're on our computers and just do random searches all over the place.
China got caught doing it.
Right. But if we do that as individuals, then you can't get the profile. So someone develops some software that's not just filtering out the viruses, but is providing a way to disrupt the system monitoring. This would be great. And this kind of software that every person listening to this broadcast would be able to totally disrupt this New World Order's ability to look at you and analyze you and look at your data, because the data is skewed.
Look, there's tons of news I may or may not get to. I'll be live on the War Room, too, later that I may get to these clips. But the social score is already here. I mean, they're already spying on everything you do. You're already on the grid. I mean, they're censoring you. I mean, this is going on. Like, this is going to change the world you live in. Do you even care?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Right, it's the most wonderful time of the year to be a lying, corrupt, globalist scumbag that lies to Congress and gets away with it. I don't know how much more of this we can take, ladies and gentlemen. We've got loaded phone lines. We're going to go to your calls. There's all kinds of big news. The MK Ultra docs. San Francisco announces they're going to have a transgender cultural district. My God. James A. Fields gets sentenced for first-degree murder for a woman that had a heart attack. Oh, yeah, that's going to be used to bring down the Trump momentum. Guarantee you that. Plus, it's going to be used as a distraction from Sundar Pichai's fake testimony today. The guy lies under oath. Just wow. So we're going to go to your phone lines here. Myself, Dr. Nick Begich, taking your calls. Let's start with Ethan, guys, calling in from Kansas, a good buddy of mine, InfoWars Army activist. Go ahead, Ethan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Owen. Well, first of all, it is absolutely chilling to watch that man sit there and lie and perjure himself in front of Congress and say that there's absolutely no proof of censorship happening on conservatives. That's next level, you know what I mean?
No, Ethan, whoa, hey, I don't have a nose on my face. No, I don't have a nose on my face. Stop it.
Yeah, you know, and what you said was spot on, Owen, that we should all get bullhorns and find a Google facility in our city and to pull Laura Loomer, you know, make our voices heard. If we're not going to stand up now, we never will. There's been people on Infocoms already dissecting the information, getting out the phone numbers and locations of the Google facilities. There's Google in Austin, there's Google in Atlanta, in Boulder, Colorado, all over the nation. And we've got InfoWars Army people in every single state, so we need to get there. We need to do what this Monopoly guy did, pulling the troll there behind the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely it. That's exactly it, Ethan. And I don't even do a good enough job promoting this, but Infocoms, we've got InfoWarsArmy.com. We've got Infocoms, which is a link there, and you can go communicate with other InfoWarriors, get other InfoWarriors in your state, in your city, whatever. And you can organize stuff. Ethan has already done this. There was one that happened in Austin this weekend that I was at. So, yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to mobilize to these Google and Apple headquarters. It's like this. This is what I was going to say, Dr. Begich. I'm so glad this came to me. Just you know, sometimes it's like a game where you put the corrupt. I mean, you literally just show the corruption, but you put it right in front of the face, and somehow there's like a weird psychological thing where you miss it, right?
Right.
It's like the old... So what do? They give you windows. Well, what is windows? It's a window in everything you've ever done in your life. It's literally a window to spy on you. What else do they do? Well, okay, Windows doesn't want to control everything, so Bill Gates invests half into Apple. And then what is Apple? Taking a bite out of the apple. That represents Apple taking the evil of Windows, and then you have Apple, like... They take a bite out of the apple in the Bible. So Ethan, final comments. So again, tell people about Infocoms and the organization that's going on there so people can be mobilized to Google headquarters and such to raise awareness about the censorship and the illegal deals they're making with China.
Yeah, absolutely. So check out Infocoms. Like Owen said, go to InfoWarsArmy.com. You can click the link to take you to Infocoms. There's people making topics right now getting out the information of where to go, the street addresses, the phone numbers. And if you're not able to get mobile right now, the least you can do is make a phone call. Make your voices heard. It's time to get active.
And if you go to these headquarters, you know, the people working there, they're going to be totally clueless. They have no idea. So you politely say, hey, look, Google is censoring people. They're following and tracking everything you do. It's all illegal. They have secret government contracts. Sundar Pichai just lied under oath. So you just politely tell them, hey, here's what's going on. And so then you create a little agitation inside. They're going to hate that. And then they're eventually going to kick you out. Now maybe you have a viral video. And then you get 10, 20, 100 of those. Now you have a nationwide story. Ethan, God bless you. Thank you so much. Let's go to Nick calling in from Michigan. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how are you? I appreciate what you guys do on the show. Big supporter of your guys' products. Wanted to plug a few things. First and foremost, fish oil. Big supporter of that. Ultimate, the iodine. Let me see here what we have. Got a few of them on the counter. Female, male vitality. Bone broth. That's just a few of them. I don't want to go through all of them.
Well, Nick, thank you so much. You make everything we do here possible, so thank you.
Yeah, and specifically calling on a clip I saw on YouTube. I want to say it's within a year or two old, but Trump on a 5G meeting, you know, they were displaying some of the technology for 5G and what it would be, and he just seemed impressed with it almost. And I'm a
supporter. Yeah. Brad Parscale is a big fan of it. He wants to roll it out nationwide. They have no clue.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was, like, on board. Trump was on board with it himself, and it worried me going forward here, you know, who he has in the administration, telling him what in his ear. I know you guys, you speak that on the show, you know, you guys put that out there. He doesn't always have
to. But this is so ridiculous. The studies, Dr. Begich, this is when actually something really frustrating. I mean, we're kind of going off on a different jag, but it's all the same vein. We have the studies.
Right.
People get brain cancer right behind their ear.
Right.
I mean, this isn't a coincidence.
Right. In fact, I wrote an article published in 1999 on cell phone safety. It was one of the very first. It was
Which is when the studies were actually first coming out. I mean, that's
exactly
when they did the
right.
real studies.
That's right. And there were over, I think, 50 or 60 citations. It was published in Explore magazine, which is now presently at least peer-reviewed. But, you know, the issues go back, you know, quite a ways. The technology certainly advanced. And when you think about 5G rolling out, and somewhere in the last few days we've talked about it on one of the shows I've done.
That was yesterday. We did almost an hour on that.
Yeah, and 5G, when you start to think about pulse modulated signals, which is the essence of biologically active signals, this is what 5G is all about.
Well, and they even say it's carcinogenic. I mean, they even say it causes cancer. It's all the studies have proven.
Right, and they absolutely have. In fact, there was a study done at the University of Washington years ago before the advent of cell phones even, and the actual frequency ranges that cell phones operated on were found to be biologically active. And the scientist's last name, I believe, was Lynn, L-Y-N-N, and he came forward after cell phones and all the controversy, said, hey, wait a minute, we did these studies, we've proven this long ago, that these are, in fact, technologies that affect us physiologically. The idea of transferring heat into the brain, which is essentially what happens with cell phones, the skull thickness is a little bit of a barrier, but not much. So when you look at a five-year-old, for instance, where the skull is much thinner, 400% more energy into their head from the portable home phone in the house and from the cell phone, as compared to a teenager where about two times as much, and then a full-blown adult with a fully matured skeletal structure.
That's devastating to think about, because you've got these little kids playing on their iPads all day now.
All day long.
Just getting blasted.
And this is very important. Also, in terms of cognitive dysfunction, we're seeing more and more reports now about the very brain structure of children now changing, and recent studies released even the last few months.
Yeah, that was on 60 Minutes. They just released a study with screen time.
But
here's the thing. They already knew this. You can look up the stories from Steve Jobs years ago saying, don't let your kids play on the iPad. I don't let my kids play on the iPad.
And when you think about, I mean, you're talking about the overtness of the of even the symbolism. Think about television programming.
Yeah.
The programming is running in the other direction.
What do you think was going on with the TV from the year 1941 to 1945 before they released it? They were testing the light patterns. They were testing the flicker rate to ease and control the mind. I mean, this has all been tested. Most of this stuff is declassified. All right, we're going to continue to take phone calls here. Nick, thank you so much for the phone call. But you know what? On the other side, just because to prove what Dr. Nick Begich is saying is true here, the waves being biological, the Army has a weapon using the same frequency waves that literally boils your skin. And they can ratchet it up. They could melt you, essentially. You think this is crazy? We'll show you the damn video.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
What's the big deal that the government has a radio wave weapon that can boil your skin that can be comparable to the 5G technology they want to put down the street from your children's school? What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, leave this video running as we're talking about this, because they show in this video how it literally boils your skin. I mean, Dr. Nick Begich, this is, I mean, obviously it's not, well, maybe it is weaponized with the cell phone towers, but this is weaponized version of what they're about to bring to cell phone towers.
Right. You know, the idea of this particular technology, when we were on the on the air yesterday with Alex, this very thing came up, and it was and the conversation was about testing these weapons on Americans first, because under international treaties, we may not be able to do certain technologies against our adversaries, like in the chemical weapons and biological treaties, but we can do it at home. They have specific domestic exemptions under all of these international treaties, and it was General Wynn in the Air Force who came out and came forward and said, hey, we need to test all this stuff on Americans first so we can tell the world it's safe. He wasn't in very long. He kind of disappeared from the scene. But this is exactly the mindset of, unfortunately, too many in the leadership of our military and intelligence community, that Americans are just test subjects. And it was, even under the Clinton administration, they admitted over 500,000 Americans as victims of human experiments. Well, and here we are again.
And I want to keep the video rolling until they show the skin boiling part. But this is, I mean, there was a story in St. Louis, I believe it was, I don't remember what year it was, but the government went into a building in St. Louis and literally sprayed the whole building with some sort of chemical. And it was I think it was like 90% black occupancy. And so they sprayed this building with some chemical, and they admitted it was a test. There's a video right there telling you how this radio wave boils your skin. This is coming to a cell phone tower near you. The government tests on its citizens all the time. Guys, see if you can find the story. I don't know what year it was, but St. Louis government tests, they sprayed some chemical on some building. It became some big case. And I'm not trying to get off the subject of the censorship. It's really all the same. This is why they censor us, Dr. Begich, because we know the history, we know the studies, we put it all together, and that scares the globalist establishment, because their Achilles heel is exposure.
Right. And in fact, when you start to look at how things have been developed within the intelligence community, the same way. Everything's compartmentalized, everything's separated and segregated, and eventually it all comes together in a big net that everyone can then see. And that's what's happened. And so much of, under the Freedom of Information Act, private corporations are exempt. So now what has happened over the last, since 1976, is greater and greater amounts of the intelligence community's work is farmed out, where you have no reach, you have no access, you have no visibility. This is, again, a loophole, a huge loophole in the law that needs to be filled and fixed. And the Trump administration is the perfect position to do it. Freedom of information should be exactly about that. Government contractors should be subject to the same legislation as the government is. In these cases, you take the contract, you subordinate, or you don't get the contract. You subordinate to the will of the American people.
Oh, but unless you're Sundar Pichai, then you just run everything and you can lie under oath and you know, nobody's going
to
question you.
And this is, again, where everyone listening to this broadcast, again, get on the phone. And, you know, the articles and stuff that gets clipped and that gets shown on these clips, look them up yourself, or when you see the articles, cut them out. Don't assume your congressman has seen them. Send them in.
And flood social media with these videos that they want banned. Make them ban all of us. Action is the only victory. Resistance is the only victory. All right, let's take a phone call from Jerome in New York. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hello, guys. Looky, I'm going to try to keep myself calm. This is I'm the guy from China, but I'm stateside right now. But it's much easier to see what's going on when you live over there and you start looking back this way. All the censorship, the big tech, the media, you know, the social media giants, all that. Those guys, by whose authority do they have to censor anyone? Owen, Dr. Baggage. It's the government's plan to take place. That's the government that's involved in it. Just like that show that they put on today with that Google CEO.
But think about the mind control, Jerome, where look, I'm okay to take some argument. I mean, you, public forum or not, that depends on what they want to declare themselves. But I'm okay to have the debate and the argument that says, okay, if you're a private company and you want to censor people, then fine. I'm okay with that debate. But the lies is that they act like it's not going on. That's how you know there's a purpose behind it. That's how you know that there's an agenda driving it, because they're lying about it.
You know, this is one where maybe I differ a little bit from you, because I don't agree they have a right to censor at all. When you engage the public airwaves, which is what we're talking about, they belong to us, not to them. They're regulated on our behalf, not for them. And fundamentally, you can have a private enterprise, but as soon as you touch those public airwaves, those public communication channels that allow for freedom of speech, now you've crossed a line. Now you've entered into the domain of the public. You've entered the domain of the true government, the sovereign humans that live on this planet. So in that domain, the ether between us, the space that connects us, the energy between us, if that isn't fundamental to who we are and the way in which modern technology and knowledge transfers today, this belongs to us, not corporations.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I'm at least willing to have that debate. The point is we don't even have that debate. Anything else, Jerome?
Ask me a question about China. What do you want to know what's going on over there? I tried to take a trip out to Tibet. And I was taking a loop around the Silk Road. They wouldn't let me go. They stopped me. They said it was too dangerous for Americans to go over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Dangerous for who?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, exactly. You know, doctor. You know what's going on. Yeah,
yes, indeed. And, you know, I'll tell you what. It's whether it's in China, whether it's in the United States or somewhere else, the reality is it's about changing the way that we perceive the world. And so instead of us driving the truck, we're allowing these international organizations, these globalist corporations that have no sense of patriotism, no sense of connection to the American people. For them, it's just another market to exploit. Now, I say something else about China, and I think you would agree. When you look at the United States as a growing economy, you know, the margin's thin. You know, there's not much more to grow from most people's perspective. But when you look at China with 1 billion people trying to get in the middle class, there's a lot of upside there. So you can think of it as a penny stock with a great deal of upside because it's going to the $100. But the mature stock, the United States, is already the $100 a share. So it might take up another 1 point or 2 points at a time. So the globalists are going for where the money is. And they're shifting the production capacity out of the West into where billions, not hundreds of millions like in Europe and the United States, but billions of people live that are coming into the middle class. Because that's where the money is, and you can follow the money. And it's exiting the West, headed to the East, and it's falling under their ideologies, their philosophies, and the way in which those governments, which you have to recognize, are still communist governments. They view us very differently on a set of fundamental values.
Which is why there's no resistance, which is why they shift all that power to the East, where they don't have the resistance in their DNA most recently like we have here in the West. That's why it's so hard to take us down, and it's been. That's why they hit us with the chemicals and everything they do in spying and the censorship. All right, let's squeeze in one more call here from, let's go to Pastor Sam before we go to this next break. Go ahead, Pastor Sam.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Dr. Beckett. Thanks for coming out today. I'm really watching this because, you know, I believe in the mark of the beast, and it's all being rolled out in Venezuela, and it's only going to get worse. What I really wanted to add to the conversation today is the Air Force activity, both with the United States Air Force and the Russian Air Force in the Americas. It was on drugs just yesterday that Russia's moving two of their supersonic heavy bombers into Venezuela. So what that does is it unmasks the fact that the Russians and the Chinese are not both involved in the reconstruction of Venezuela right now. And the, of course, this is the initial point. This is the start point of the caravans.
And let's not forget, Venezuela's president said, you know, basically, screw America. We're going to switch off the petrodollar and do anything to separate our ties from America.
You know, something else about China in Latin America, you know, there's like 1 million Chinese in South America right now. And when you go, I've traveled a fair amount in the last year or so in Ecuador, particularly a huge Chinese presence. They bring their own companies in. They bring their own labor in. They bring their own resources in, and they own what they build. And it's happening everywhere.
Final 10 seconds, Pastor Sam. Go ahead.
The 82nd Airborne is on the move. Fort Bragg was closed for Bush's funeral on December 6th, and over 20 C-130s were spotted over Arizona on radar. From there, they can go over the Sea of Cortez, the Gulf of California, and go to any place.
There's no doubt massive war games are happening. What does it all mean? We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
All right, I just want to get right to your phone calls here, but now, just understand, the market of China and India, which is totally controlled, is what these big tech companies are lusting after, because they can get away with anything over there and then just bring it to the West, and people here are so dumbed down they won't even blink an eye. But I want to get to some of your phone calls here with Dr. Nick Begich. Let's start with Kim in North Carolina. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, Owen and Dr. Nick. I support InfoWars, and I use your products as a nurse. I totally trust your products. And Dr. Nick, I also appreciate your segments. As a nurse, I learn a lot.
Well, thank
you. And Dr. Nick, you mentioned Google's capitalizing off of the people. And all of a sudden, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but there has been so many Google Chromebook products on the market all of a sudden. They're really cheap.
Yeah. But let's take that one step. Do you know where most of these Chromebooks are going? Into the local schools. They're getting contracts with the schools. All these Chromebooks, a lot of them are going to schools.
Right. And you know, this is one of the things. They make the hardware very cheap, because where they make their really big money is the reoccurring ad revenue. And that has to do with collecting your data, selling that data to advertisers, and then making the revenue streams from that. So to get the computers in your hands, as long as they can keep that advertising flow, that's where they make their big money.
Yeah, that's just like a portal to their marketing strategy.
Yeah, think about it like this. If you go to buy a book, you buy one book. You don't buy 10 of the same book. But if you buy the one book, in this case the Chromebook, the technology version of it, and now you have to have an interaction, because every time you're using it, you're reading more information. But then they're feeding in the ads, and that's where their cash flow comes.
And then they have this whole facade. They say, the Google Chromebook is safe from any viruses or foreign interference. Meanwhile, it's the Chinese are literally behind there getting everything. So yeah. It's like this whole facade. Anything else, Kim?
That's my point, that they are using the information and they're using it against us. And I believe possibly some of the people who are in government may be getting some kickbacks from the money.
Oh, Kim, you're a very kind lady,
They
Kim.
Call that campaign contribution.
Dianne Feinstein got caught with a Chinese spy for 20 frickin' years. Harry Reid and his dirty dealing son got caught trying to do illegal land deals with the Chinese in Nevada. This is unbelievable. Quite frankly, you want to know my conspiracy theory? China's burning California to the ground right now so that they can buy up all that land cheap from the Democrats. This is what these people do. So, Kim, you're more accurate than you even realize. All right, let's jump to Judy calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Owen. Hi, Dr. Begich. Something that the other Owen Benjamin, had stated recently.
That's
about
right. He's the other Owen. Thank you for getting that right. Thank
you. Always be Owen number one. I'm not trying to smash your ego.
I know. I love Owen Benjamin. He's awesome.
Oh, he's fantastic. But what he brought up about Laura Loomer, and I tended to agree, it was that it was wonderful, her protest when she, handcuffed herself to Twitter's door, but that she was there too short of a period of time to really make the statement that she could have. And just to get your gentleman's opinion, what do you think would have happened? And I would have done the exact same thing that Alex did when the order follower, the D.C. cop, came up to him and told him to shut up. What if he got himself arrested? Do you think that would have been productive, particularly since the fact that he's 100% in the right?
Yeah. You know, I thought about that, too, and that's a philosophical thing you can go down, and really the only answer would be in the execution of that. I don't necessarily think that's the best idea, but again, who really knows? But here's what I would say when it comes to the Laura Loomer thing and kind of expanding on that. You know, people wanted to make fun of Laura Loomer for doing that, saying she looks like an idiot, she looks like this, she's making a fool of herself. Well, I got news for you. The only idiot making a fool of themselves is the idiot that doesn't take action. The fool that doesn't take action. The fool that doesn't see what Laura Loomer was attempting to do and successfully did that day, became the number one trend on Twitter where she got banned.
Right. And, you know, this is, I think, standing up in all the different ways that we can and using our own imaginations and doing it. I mean, that was a peaceful thing. There was no violence involved in that. This was a way to grab attention. And
you mean
sure,
like, unlike the left, we don't go like riot and break
right.
things?
I mean,
and
we're
steal
not
things?
We're not dumping cars over and lighting them on fire. We're not doing any of that stuff. But when we have the opportunities to be heard, we should be heard, and we should be heard as people that are respectful. Not what we've seen coming from the left. This lack of respect, this lack of consideration. We can be the respectful folks that have values, that are expressed in the way we present ourselves, but we don't back down. We stand our ground, we stand up, we are heard, and we find those ways to be heard. And Twitter is a great thing if you use it. I don't do social media because I've been writing about it for too long. I took a try. You know, I did Facebook 4 days, and I was so disappointed with what I saw there. You know, I just went, I can't even do it commercially. You know, it just doesn't work.
I hear you, man.
But I appreciate it because we're stuck. On the one hand, if you want your word out, you've got to utilize these channels. And now they're chopping us off. Fundamentally unreasonable. More than that, it should not be their right to do this. It should be our right to see to it that they can't ban anyone.
But here's the thing. I forget who I was talking about this with. It's like if you go do some stunt, and if you just change one person's mind or you just open one person's mind, then it's totally worth it.
Absolutely. In fact, I have this discussion often because what we call small things may not, in fact, be small things. And who is the one person that you might have hit? The guy that changes everything. And I use the example of simple things every one of us can do. You're walking down the street, someone's walking by, you smile at them, and you say hello. A lot of people don't do that anymore.
That's like assault now.
Right. But that's a human thing. And maybe that person needed that just touch of another human being in that moment. And instead of going off to commit suicide, which is where they were walking, they don't. And then maybe they cure cancer the next year. Now, who was more important? the person who came up with the cure, the person who came up with the smile. And I would say the smile, because without it, nothing would have happened next. There are no small things. There's only things that need to be done. Do what you believe is right and true. Step into that and try. That's all the Creator ever asks of us, is try. Step into your truth. Demonstrate that truth. Walk where you go and let people see the light in you. That changes things.
That's the key right there. The Creator gave us everything, gave us this earth, this life, this consciousness to act, not
right.
to be, not to lay down, not to accept things, but to, I mean, this is our life, man. God gave you life.
To choose. The thing that distinguishes us from so many other things is this free will thing. We get to choose. We get to choose how we interpret the world around us and then how we engage it. We get to choose whether or not we're going to lay down or stand up. God wants us to choose to be who we were created to be, which is the image and likeness of the creation itself. Step into what we are with confidence, knowing that each step doesn't mean we're going to succeed every time. It's in those failures we get our greatest lessons. Learn from our mistakes, learn from those trials, and grow from them. That's what the Creator intended. That's what the earth is about. It's about stewardship.
Exactly. I'm totally honest. I'm just totally enthralled by the intelligent design of this earth. Wow. But we got to, as we sling this mud with this politics crap that we put up with, just try to free people's minds. All right, I want to take this a final call from Sean, myself and Dr. Nick Begich, before I sign off and Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Sean, Army vet, calls in from New Jersey. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Owen. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I have a huge gripe. I've grown very sick and tired of all these bought and paid for.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame that we lost Sean, but I think I know where he was going with this. Bought and paid for politicians just being totally worthless. All right, let's just squeeze in one more quick call. So sorry we lost you, Sean. God bless you. Thank you for your service. Georgia, New Mexico, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? How do you like that Monopoly guy, man?
I love that Monopoly guy.
That was the highlight of the day. But you know what, man? I want to say that hearing was very interesting, and it's actually, from my highlight, besides the Monopoly guy, was, you know, your guys' congressman, Mr. Gohmert, he really nailed into, you know, Sundar, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Louis Gohmert, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he really nailed into him about, you know, one, about saying, you know, you claim that you are unaware of any bias. He's like, but everybody around you, you know, it's like live with, you know, being real liberal, and everybody around you, he say, I don't want to think you're being dishonest. He said, but either that or it's like a blind man who can't see and can't see the light because there's nothing but darkness around him.
And look, that's Louis Gohmert and Representative Smith from Texas as well, being polite and, you know, not wanting to ruffle any feathers. That's the one thing I have. You have to ruffle the feathers, man. You got to go in there and call it out. It's like, no, you are lying. And if you really don't know this is going on, you're a joke of a CEO. Final words, Nick Begich.
Hey, we're this is about spiritual politics, too. You know, we took the break yesterday in the war room to get away from politics. We entered the realm of spiritual politics. Where our power resides, where the opposition fears, is when we rise up and recognize what we are and claim our birthright back. Grab it back and change the world right here on the floor.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.